Welcome back to NewsRant Business and Corporate for Tuesday morning, April 28th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Tech Media Breaks, Data Vault AI Inc. secures $120 million term sheet with Scilex for quantum-ready edge network build-out. Data Vault AI Inc. has secured a $120 million term sheet with Scilex Holding Company for a quantum-ready edge network build-out. The agreement includes a revenue participation component, with Scilex set to receive a share of network revenues up to defined caps. Data Vault AI plans to roll out the network in 100 U.S. cities, starting with New York and Philadelphia in quarter 2026, followed by a scaled expansion over the next 36 months. Winners Inc. announces launch of Regulation A+ offering, driving expansion to new prediction markets infrastructure for Kalshi and Poly Market exchanges. Winners Inc. has announced the launch of a Regulation A+ offering, aiming to expand to new prediction markets infrastructure for Kalshi and Poly Market exchanges. The U.S. Securities Exchange Commission has officially qualified the offering for up to $5 million, marking a significant step in Winners' strategic growth plans. This move allows investors to participate in the company's success and long-term wealth creation within the prediction markets sector.
Oral surgeons and periodontists serve St. George, Utah. Southwest Oral Surgical Arts has expanded its clinical team in St. George, Utah, combining oral surgeons and a periodontist under one practice. The move aims to provide residents with comprehensive surgical care locally, eliminating the need to seek multiple providers. With services like dental implants, bone grafting, and periodontal surgery, the practice offers coordinated treatment planning for complex cases, meeting the growing demand for specialized healthcare in the region.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company prices $70 million public offering with warrants to fund operations. Greenland Energy Company has priced a $70 million public offering with warrants to fund operations. The offering consists of 17.5 million shares or pre-funded warrants at $4 per share, each with an accompanying warrant exercisable at $5 per share over 5 years. The warrants are set to trade under the symbol GLNDW on the NASDAQ Global Market starting April 28, 2026, with the offering expected to close on April 29, 2026. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes, including working capital and operating expenses.
Nashville firm offers background checks for employers and individuals. Knowledge. The Dillon Agency, a private investigation firm in Nashville, Tennessee, has expanded its services to offer verified background checks for employers and individuals. Founder Paul Dillon, with a background in investigative fieldwork, leads the agency in providing structured programs for infidelity investigations, corporate inquiries, and enhanced surveillance operations. The agency's focus on delivering factual, documented results aims to meet the specific demands of its diverse client base in the Nashville area.
Zero Trust IoT platform covers 190 countries with Starlink backup. A new IoT platform by Metascape.com offers unified connectivity, private 5G, eSIM management, and zero trust security in one contract. Covering 190 plus countries, the platform includes Starlink backup for mission critical deployments. Operators can now streamline multiple vendor relationships into one agreement, reducing complexity. Security features like MTLS, private APNs, and VPN tunneling ensure data integrity. Channel partners can access white label options for seamless integration into their portfolios. Pickle Jar Entertainment Group, Inc. announces completion of audited financial statements for fiscal years 2024 and 2023. A PCAOB registered firm issued an unqualified audit opinion revealing a 138% revenue growth in fiscal 2024 to $557,585 and a 45% operational loss reduction to $1,537,352. The company aims to become a fully reporting issuer with the SEC, with the full audited financial statements available for review.
UGI Utilities and Argo Infrastructure Partners reach agreement on purchase and sale of UGI's PA Electric Utility. UGI Utilities, Inc. announced a definitive agreement to sell its electric division to Argo Infrastructure Partners, LP. This move allows UGI to focus on its core natural gas business while placing the electric division in the hands of experienced infrastructure operator Argo. This marks Argo's 20th investment, bringing expanded capital investment and infrastructure management experience to Pennsylvania. Birdies by the Lake Golf Classic, Welsom's Plumbing Outfitters as a sponsor, marking the company's debut in the Lake Travis community. Plumbing Outfitters joined as a whole sponsor at the 25th annual Golf Classic, showcasing its commitment to community engagement and local partnerships. The family-owned plumbing company aims to serve Lake Travis residents and businesses while building lasting relationships in the area.
Focus Universal unveils a new class of artificial intelligence. With relation to the breakthrough SEC financial reporting software, Focus Universal Inc. introduces deterministic AI, a new class of artificial intelligence aimed at revolutionizing SEC financial reporting software. This innovative approach addresses the limitations of generative AI, providing a breakthrough in task execution AI. By enforcing explicit rules and constraints, deterministic AI ensures correctness, consistency, and validation in financial reporting, complementing the strengths of generative AI. The company anticipates this integrated approach to streamline workflows and enhance accuracy in enterprise reporting systems.
NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation will report its second quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on Tuesday, May 12th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The company, dedicated to transforming the surgical diagnosis and treatment of neurological disorders, will host an investor conference call and webcast to discuss the results, provide a corporate update, and answer participant questions. Details for participation can be found on the company's website. AmpliTech Group, Inc. secures over $2 million in follow-on orders under previously announced LOI with North American M&O. AmpliTech Group, Inc. secures over $2 million in follow-on orders from a North American mobile network operator. The orders exceed initial expectations, reflecting increased demand for radio configurations, with total bookings surpassing $8 million in the first 4 months of 2026. The company's backlog now stands at over $20 million. CEO Fawad Makul highlights the significance of these orders in supporting operational visibility and revenue growth for the year.
Standard Chartered GBA Business Confidence Indicators highlight resilience of GBA corporates despite Middle East uncertainties. The latest Standard Chartered Greater Bay Area Business Confidence Index, GBAI, shows that despite ongoing geopolitical and trade headwinds, business sentiment among companies in the Greater Bay Area, GBA, remained stable in the first quarter of 2026. The indices hovered around the 50 neutral mark, indicating GBA corporates' resilience amid Middle East uncertainties. Hong Kong is expected to sustain solid performance, supported by policy measures aimed at boosting the domestic economy.
HKTDC's seven flagship lifestyle and licensing events open today. Open today, HKTDC's seven flagship lifestyle and licensing events are now open, attracting over 5,600 exhibitors from 30 countries. The events showcase innovative materials, germ technology, and design-led products, Highlights include a collaboration between Hong Kong illustrator Pen, and this is the details of the Eminet Houseword SS Industry Food Deck.
Tariffs push concrete costs up 3-7% in 2026, Indianapolis contractor warns. Residential concrete costs in Indianapolis have surged 3-7% in 2026 due to tariffs on imported cement and high demand from federal projects. Mattingly Concrete Inc. warns homeowners planning driveway projects to budget carefully and schedule early to avoid delays. The price hike, driven by tariffs on Canadian and Mexican cement, affects material costs for residential pours, prompting industry experts to advise obtaining multiple quotes and locking in prices to manage expenses.
Spring thaw reveals hidden concrete damage in West Michigan garages. Spring thaw in West Michigan reveals hidden concrete damage in garages, impacting homeowners. Freeze-thaw cycles during winter weaken concrete, leading to cracks and flaking. Premier Edge Concrete Solutions owner Nathan Endres emphasizes the importance of spring inspections to address issues early. Professional solutions like diamond grinding and multi-layer coatings are long-lasting protection. Crime scenes are big by housing speeches and complete 17 co-founders. Homeowners urge to act now to prevent further damage.
Meridian Holdings reports Q1 2026 financial results. Meridian Holdings, Inc. reports a 17% increase in revenue to $50.10 million for Q1 2026, marking a return to profitability with net income of $2.20 million. The company's adjusted EBITDA also rose by 26% to $6.30 million, surpassing expectations. With cash reserves of $16.20 million and a 62% reduction in net debt year over year, Meridian Holdings demonstrates strong financial performance in the first quarter.
Clarion appoints Daniel Keefe as Commercial Director, Western U.S., to drive continued adoption of NosaScan. Clarion appoints Daniel Keefe as Commercial Director for the Western U.S., hoping to boost the adoption of NosaScan. With a history of driving growth and surgeon adoption, Keefe's appointment aligns with the increasing demand for this innovative spine and surgical technology. Aclarion's expansion of the commercial team reflects triple-digit growth in NosaScan utilization, showcasing the company's commitment to advancing healthcare technology.
Commutime adds data annotation to its 15-year BPO portfolio. Commutime expands its 15-year BPO portfolio with the launch of a dedicated data annotation and AI training service. The service aims to provide high-quality data sets for organizations developing machine learning models, computer vision systems, and AI products. With a focus on precision, scale, and speed, Computinize's new service addresses the growing need for clean, accurately labeled training data in the AI industry.
Dubai property portfolios from a AED 650,000 via Business Bay Firm. Business Bay Firm, Prime Bullions Properties, is now offering Dubai property portfolios starting at AED 650,000 to global buyers. The firm provides end-to-end property investment services across apartments, villas, penthouses, and more, working with top developers like Emaar and Damac. With Dubai's tax advantages and infrastructure growth post-Expo 2020, the city remains a smart investment choice for international buyers.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. I have no real question.
I am.